January 18th, Eric Protzman.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real life stories about men.
Eric knew God, in a way. He loved his family and he thought life would be fair. How do you think that worked out?
Life is unfair. God can turn your pain into his purpose. After Eric Protzman watched his grandfather suffer 8 long years of the degradation of dementia, Eric told God, "I'm out." His grandfather, Dr. Weston, had been a surgeon who had restored to many other people lives of dignity. But for the doctor, there was no dignity. Dementia had scraped away his dignity. Eric's grandfather was humiliated, and Eric resented God for his grandfather's loss of dignity. For Eric, it was easy to shut faith out, and it was easy to lock his heart stone cold. He simply narrowed his focus to Christians like TV evangelists who once manipulated and preyed upon people. To Eric, that confirmed to him that all religion was in fact a scam. After his grandfather's death, Eric and his fiancée Nancy moved ahead with wedding plans, but things didn't really improve. They asked Eric's grandmother to sing for their wedding ceremony, but when the time came, she was just too ill. And while Eric and Nancy honeymooned in Europe, his grandmother died. When they got home, the newlyweds visited Nancy's parents, Bob and Bonnie, and grief overcame Eric. He escaped to their basement, sobbing. After some time, Bob came downstairs to offer some comfort. Eric said, "I don't believe in your God, and I never will believe in your God." Bob calmly replied, "Eric, the good news is, this is not up to you." Eric knew he had been disrespectful, but all he could see was his own anger. For Bob, it should have been a get out of my house moment, but Bob responded with grace. No berating, no lecture, just come on upstairs when you're ready. Over the years, Eric earned more opportunities to get a finger wagging from his father-in-law, but it never came, not once. Every day, Bob and Bonnie prayed for Eric's return to faith. Bob never confronted, lectured, or pushed the issue. He left it to Jesus to convince Eric that he was real. And Bob stuck to the part of the job that was his, loving Eric just as Jesus did. Eric put Christians down, but never Bob and Bonnie. Eric didn't believe what they believed, but they were too respectful to raise his own anger. As months turned into years, Eric did life. He bought a home, had children, and established a successful career. Nancy's faith grew too. She demonstrated the grit, infinite justice, and grace of Jesus. Of course, Eric noticed, but he kept his heart on lockdown. When Nancy got up, dressed the children, and took them to church, he respected her choice, but he didn't join her. But Bob, Bonnie, and Nancy kept praying for 15 years. And Eric climbed the success ladder with no desire to return to faith. But stirrings deep inside him started chipping away at his stony heart. They nourished him, drew him, called to him. One day as he sat at his desk where he had worked for a Fortune 500 company, he heard the Holy Spirit so clearly it was practically audible. "Welcome back," God said. "You didn't get a glove on me. I'm much stronger than you think I am." Time stopped. "You will work for me for the rest of your life," the voice added. The words were spoken with such kindness, gentle, and matter-of-factness that Eric experienced them as a gift, not a command, warning, or reward. Eric welcomed the message. It felt completely true. And in that moment, he realized that God was never going to give up on him. Eric surrendered his life to God. That was in 1991. Eric, now 65, has enjoyed 28 years of working for God. "It's our job to open eyes and ears," Eric said. "You don't do that by prying them open. You whisper. You love, listen, and treat others with dignity. The same way Bob and Jesus treated Eric." Jeremiah 31:3 says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness." What wound has challenged your faith? Where do you sense God drawing you out of pain and into faith? Life is unfair. God can turn your pain into His purpose.
Oh, hey, welcome to 365 Christian Men. My name is Mike Maud. Today is January 18th, and I'm coming to you from Jerusalem. I was just looking here in God's Word to try to find those scriptures that tell me that I'm supposed to convert other people, that tell me that I'm responsible for telling them all the things that they're doing wrong so that they can get it right, that tell me that I'm supposed to point out all of the sins in their lives, and I can't find any. This is what I'm reading. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish. God gave so that He could win souls. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates His love, His own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. His example is that even while we were sinners, He died and sacrificed and gave so we could have a relationship with Him. Colossians 4, walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer one another. And on, repay no evil for evil, but love your enemies and do good to them. Love your neighbor as yourself. Let us do good to all, honor all people. You know, God's Word is full of so many beautiful pictures and words to describe this amazing job that you and I have of loving other people into the kingdom. This is what we see in the story today with Eric Protzman and his relationship with his father-in-law and mother-in-law, Bob and Bonnie. Bob and Bonnie had so many opportunities to tell Eric what he was doing wrong, to show him how he wasn't living the right kind of life, and they didn't ever do it. And because they didn't do it, they just continued to love him, and they exampled Christ's relationship in their own lives, just allowing them to see Jesus in their own lives. It's as simple as that. That's our challenge today, guys. If you have somebody in your life that you have been trying to lead to the Lord, the best thing you can do is to love them with your example. Love them in the situation that they're in. When they ask questions, you answer those questions, but it isn't our responsibility to tell them all the time how many things they're doing wrong, the sin that's in their lives, what they should be doing instead of what they are doing. And that's our challenge today, guys. God bless you. Have a great day.